You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. Mari Fagel here, and I'm joined by my two favorite co-hosts, Jackie Moran and DJ Jesse Janity. And I am so excited to talk about last night's episode with my two favorite co-hosts, because boy, was it dramatic. Jesse, Jackie, just first thoughts on last night's episode.
You hear that? Mind-boggling. It was awesome. It was amazing. I loved it. Excuse me. Brandy, you made my damn night. I just gotta say, like, what are you thinking, girl? You're bugging.
Well, I certainly agree. I love when Brandy is on the show. I mean, she actually outshines what has really emerged as the overtaking storyline of Russell and Taylor, and I just wish it wouldn't be, because I think there's so much. Look at how many great things happened in this one episode, from Adrian's fashion show, which I love, to the wedding preparations, and Kevin Lee, who's one of the most amazing television characters in history, and even to see two big wigs like Lisa versus Adrian. I loved it all. There was just so much to love and a little bit to hate with the watching Russell and Taylor, but so much to talk about. Yeah, and the thing is, the episode was so dramatic and so entertaining that I almost, keyword almost, forgot that, and almost didn't notice that Kim and Dana were not in the episode at all. Like, I watched the whole episode, and at the very end, I was like, wait a second, Kim did not appear in the episode at all. And so I know you guys have been trying to convince me that she's, like, weaning herself off the show, because, like, she doesn't go to these events. And I thought, oh, she's not weaning herself off the show. She just doesn't like going to these events and facing confrontation. But she didn't even have her own little, like, I'm moving with my boyfriend Ken side storyline. She had nothing. So I'm starting to think maybe she does want off the show.
Yeah.
And then in terms of Dana, I think the producers, like, don't know where to fit her in. But producers, if you're listening, we want more Dana. So just because there's, like, a whole shitload of drama between Russell and Taylor and Adrian and Lisa doesn't mean I don't want my Kim and I don't want my Dana.
Well, we saw Dana a little bit at the party, but she was really quiet. So I'm wondering if, because she's new, and Brandy's new, because if you notice, whenever there's a lot of Dana, there's not a lot of Brandy. And whenever there's a lot of Brandy, there's not a lot of Dana. So I'm wondering if they're flipping it back and forth to just kind of weave in the new girls and see who does what and how people are reacting to them. But like you said, Mari, the producers, we want them. We want Dana. We want Dana. We need more comedy relief. We needed her to say something. They didn't even give us that. I know she had a great comment at that. I'm sure she had something great to say at that fashion show, which I can't
wait
to talk.
But what about Kim? Kim is like a major... She's one of the original wives, and I don't understand. Like, there was one whole episode that Camille wasn't in, but I don't know. I just kind of thought it was kind of weird that Kim wasn't in it.
But don't you kind of think that... I mean, because I didn't watch first season, so I can't really comment on it. I just feel like every time Kim Kim has been brought in this season, she's a little, it's just really like over dramatic, and it just brings the tensions up between like Kyle, and it's almost like the Jersey Shore, how we complain about the Sam and Ronnie thing. It's almost like we're going to get the same thing. We know Kyle's going to get mad at Kim for whatever she's doing. Kim isn't going to show up for whatever, or it's almost the same thing every time Kim's involved this season from what I'm noticing. I don't know, Jackie, what do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's that or just that there's so much going on with this unexpected whole suicide thing, or just that these women are just with a wedding and power women and so much going on, whereas maybe some other, I don't know in comparison to the other Housewives series, but maybe there's just so much to take in that it's just hard to fit everybody all the time. I worry more about Dana because I feel that as much as we love her as fans, I'm worried that she doesn't have enough depth where they rely on the drama. Worried that she doesn't have enough history and depth to her own personal life that they may not get enough from her to make storylines. I mean, but that's why we love her. We love her for being funny Dana. I'm worried. I just hope that the producers recognize that we love that about her. So we're going to have to see.
Yeah, so while that to me was a blaring hole, was without Kim and without Dana, I will say, you know, I barely noticed it because there was so much drama. Let's just get into Russell and Taylor first. Jackie, I heard you say you really hated it. And Jesse, I know you have been waiting to see this marriage counseling session because I know your theory is that it's not fair to show their sessions together without showing his session individually. After watching their session together, I would never want to see his session individually because he is a broken, broken man. For however broken Taylor comes off as, he came off as so insecure and just like a broken man, and I can understand. No, I'm going to rephrase that. I feel like I'm getting a glimpse into what his life was like in the months leading up to his decision to end his life, and I'm getting a lot of insight into it. I mean, he said, quote, "It's been very painful addressing the problems, the issues we've had, the neglect, me being absent because of work. When I get angry, it's not easy talking about all these things. All of this is being brought to the forefront. Can't we just start with a new clean slate and not talk about this stuff from the past?" I think bringing up all this stuff from the past was too much for him to handle. And while, like, I may be okay with seeing him at his kid's birthday party or at the fashion show, to see him discuss with a therapist his deepest, darkest moments, knowing what we know about what happened to him, I think is too close for comfort. And I didn't like it. Most of the viewers who tweeted at me didn't like it. And I think Bravo went too far.
Well, all right. You're right. It definitely like showed like a deeper insight as far as everything going on. It actually kind of made me... I know last week I kind of sided with you, Mari, about the whole Camille thing and being inappropriate. It actually kind of made me go against that, and I kind of understand where Camille was coming from because they replayed what she said, and obviously with editing and things, I wonder what really was said, because all she really said was, "It's not fair, you have to be truthful with us." And the way that the things were going, the way that the conversation went in the session, it seems like both of these people, Taylor and Russell, are so immature, have no confidence within themselves, probably fell in love because of morals that they wanted to have, and kind of that's what they rely on. They rely on the love in the past and kind of never really like built that love. You know, so seeing that, and then hearing the way Taylor is, and I don't put the full blame on Russell. I do put blame just as much on Taylor because I do think she does things without knowing that she's being the way she is, we're always saying like she acts like a high schooler, you know? So I could see her not really understanding him leaving for work. And rather than having the conversation with him, it's about her and the family and just being all this extravagant and drama filled, which would cause tension for him, where he's probably going in his head like, I work hard, I do this, I do this, I do that. Well, right, but you're also not, neither of them are fulfilling love that they both need, which is good for the psychologist, the therapist to come in and talk to them about. But I do think, as far as with what Camille said, I do think Taylor jumps the gun and makes comments, and I wonder if Camille was saying that in the sense of, if you're lying, be truthful with us. We are your friends, and this is what we are hearing. So I know you feel it was inappropriate for her to bring it up, but I just think at that point, if that's somebody that's your real close friend, and they're exaggerating a story a little bit, and then they keep playing the game of flip-flop, like my husband, don't like my husband, like my husband, don't like my husband, that's really stressful. And I'm saying this because I'm just going through something very similar, and I just had to completely cut the person off, because I don't have time for games in my own life. I can't play your games, and you don't want to listen to me when I come to you and explain myself to you. So just seeing them in the therapy session kind of made me realize, like, y'all shouldn't be working on anything. You guys really need to split up from each other and grow independently. Not saying a divorce, but you need to not live with each other and learn what independence is. Because they're so dependent on each other, it's kind of scary. It's actually really scary, and look what it led to. I don't know. Do you guys understand that? Do you guys agree?
I don't know.
I'll let Jackie go first.
Well, I don't know if I agree that they're so dependent on each other. I think playing games, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to highlight what you said about them playing games. I think these two, and I say these two, I don't want to just say Russell, Taylor as well, both make me just want to jump off the couch and through the TV and say, what the hell is wrong with you people? Because these are two people who are playing so many games, we don't even know the depth of the games they're playing. And that's what bothers me about watching these two people. Because number one, we know how it ends. Number two, they're just two people to me who I think the more I watch them, the more I don't want them on the show. And that obviously one of them is no longer with us. But Taylor is somebody who I just don't like watching. I don't like what she's made of. I don't even know what she's made of because I think she's so confusing. She's such a liar. And I think that's why Camille acted the way she acted. I agree with you, Jesse, that you don't know. I think Camille was like, what's the real story? That's what I don't understand. I don't know what the real story is with these two, but I know I don't like it. And I'm being pretty harsh, but that's just my honest opinion because I love this show so much that this one storyline is such a big problem for me because I think this show, other than this storyline, is so amazing without it. And I just think it brings down the show in so many ways.
I totally agree with you, Jackie. Yep.
Okay. I agree with both of you in that Taylor and Russell are very immature, that they're hard to watch, but I'm going to stand my ground on that. I think Camille should not have said what she said in last week's episode, because I understand that it's difficult for her as a friend to keep hearing this back and forth, and she doesn't know what the truth is. The problem I have with it is she said on air that Russell beat her and that Russell broke her jaw. And for someone who's already so insecure and so vulnerable, he did not need the entire world of viewers to know that. And I think that he knew, I mean, in this episode, he's saying he didn't want to face Camille because she said a bunch of lies. I don't know if they're lies or not, but whatever. She said it. And viewers know that now. And for a man who's so insecure he wants to squash a stupid story in Star Magazine, obviously her saying that is going to really get to him. And I really think that's one reason why he did what he did, because he knew that he was going to get a lot of negative attention this season, and he killed himself in the weeks leading up to the premiere of this season. And I don't think Camille, knowing that he's such an insecure person, should have said what she said. I understand her frustration with Taylor, but it's a different thing to say it on camera where all of these viewers are watching. And that's my problem with it.
Wait, but is that Camille's fault or his fault or the Real Housewives' fault for having
somebody?
It's
Taylor's fault for telling her
these
things.
Absolutely.
It's Taylor's fault for telling her these things. But it's Camille's fault for saying it on camera. Like, Taylor told her those things off camera. Maybe she shouldn't have done that. And she said that in the episode. She said, I shouldn't have told my friends problems going on with my marriage. But Camille should have never said those things on camera.
I don't know where to go with it because I totally understand what you're saying, where you're coming from. I totally do. I can't put, and I know you're not blaming for Camille for his death, but
I'm thinking it's a small factor.
Absolutely. Okay, I understand that, but and then it's almost like, well, okay, there was the dynamite, but where did that line from the dynamite lead to? It led to the light that was caused by Taylor. And so, again, I'm going to go back to the point of these two are immature people. They should not be together because they do not understand independence. Taylor does not understand herself. She does not understand what being a woman is. She does not understand what being a... Honestly, I'm going to even go to the point of I don't think she understands what being a human is. Because you can't just go around and say something and not assume that it's going to come back. Because what you said to your friends who care about you, you have to expect them to go out. You should have actually not been... I'm surprised that none of them went to Russell and said anything to him and reacted to him at all. We have our fan from Canada, I believe Canada, correct? Amer?
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. We're talking about Taylor and Russell. It's a little situation today. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to it. Is that you talking?
Yes.
So what's the delay on the show?
You may be having... Sometimes our callers have a delay. Are you able to hear us, Amber?
Yes.
All right, so right now we're just talking about basically... What did you think as far as seeing the therapy session?
I thought it was really uncomfortable and really awkward. I didn't really understand the point of Bravo showing us those sessions, considering like we know what the outcome is, and they're kind of skirting around the issue. It was kind of sad. It made me sad because, you know, Russell was opening up a little bit, but then as soon as they started getting a little bit deep, he said, I have a business meeting and I have to go.
I absolutely agree with you. I think, I was saying, Amber, that I don't understand why this is a forefront of the show because there's so many good things to watch on this show that we don't need to see this, because all it is uncomfortable. It doesn't relate to any of the other women with each other. It ends in tragedy and disaster, and it just shows no taste or courtesy on Bravo's part.
No, and there's two other things that stood out for me, and one was when Russell said there's nothing that's happened in the marriage that's unfixable, and, you know, we know, you know, in hindsight that that's not true, that it was completely unfixable, and, you know, and she filed for divorce, and then he committed suicide. So I don't know if he's in denial, and, you know, and it just made, you know, it just made them look really terrible. Like, that whole session made Taylor and Russell both look bad, and that's really sad, because he's not allowed to, you know, defend himself now, or able to. And the other thing was, I was wondering what kind of psychotherapist would allow himself to have his sessions televised on TV, so I looked that doctor up. And apparently he was on Celebrity Rehab, and Paris Hilton is one of his clients as well. So that tells you a little bit about that therapist that they're seeing.
Well, you're going to be our news reporter from now on to give us our scoop every week. Thank you for that. Thank you for the investigating. I was curious about him. I actually liked him as a therapist because I thought his point about when Taylor said, can't we just start with a clean slate, and not talk about the past. He said that's immature. I actually agreed with him. So while he may be, like, filming it with the wrong intentions, I do think that, I don't know, I agreed with what he was saying in the session.
I totally agree, too. And Taylor is incredibly immature, and, you know, and that shows further, like, when we talk about when they're in the limo. She's very immature and secretive and just skirts around and everything. And you can tell, like, just with her name changes and all her plastic surgery and, you know, and the way that she's lived her life, that when something doesn't work for her, she just wants to move past it and go on to the next thing. And she's kind of lacking as a human being. Like, there's something really missing inside of her, I think.
Thank you.
And now, before we go on to talk about Lisa and Adrian, I just wanted to give you a chance to chime in on Camille and what you think of Camille's decision to, I feel, air Russell's dirty laundry in public. I know Jesse and Jackie, you don't quite agree with that. What do you think about Camille? And do Russell and Taylor have a right to be so upset with her?
Well, I'm almost wondering if the fact that the other housewives aren't upset about the fact that Camille did say what she said on camera, because they're all upset. It's not because she said it, it's because she said it on camera. And even though we're supposed to pretend like it's not being filmed, it is. So I'm wondering if it's come up in the past on camera and Bravo's edited it out. And, you know, now Camille brought it up again, and this time it wasn't edited out, because I'm wondering why the other housewives aren't upset. So that almost leads me to believe that Taylor said it herself before on camera, and it's not such a big deal.
That's interesting. Jackie, didn't you? That was the one of your comments last week, correct?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Amber, for agreeing with me on that. I absolutely think that's the case as well, because there's no way that everybody wouldn't turn their head wildly at Camille at that moment if it wasn't okay. Mari, that's where I think I would agree with you if I felt like it was completely out of nowhere. But I just have a feeling that Taylor and her kind of lack of depth as a person, which I think we all kind of agree on, had opened her mouth in the past on camera, and it just wasn't shown. I really totally agree, Amber.
Well, and one other thing, you guys, from watching the first season, like...
No, wait, but Kyle, hold on a second. Kyle, when Camille said it, isn't that when Kyle, like, opened her jaw and, like, put her hand over her mouth because she, like, couldn't believe she went there? I feel like, yeah, all the wives might have known about it, but there's a difference between all the wives knowing about it and all the viewers knowing about it. And I really don't... If Taylor had said this on camera before, why wasn't it aired? I mean, Bravo has not, like, been uncomfortable showing anything. They've gone too far. So why would they all of a sudden show her the courtesy of not airing her? I don't agree with you guys.
Well, I think, honestly, it's because, do you remember when, well, of course you do, when Taylor released that photo of her eye and said that it was an abuse picture? Well, apparently,
That after she announced the divorce?
Yes, but I think that apparently Bravo producers say that they knew that Taylor had been abused and that she had told them when they had come to the hospital and not filmed her for a while after that to allow her to recover that, you know, that Russell had done it, and they had agreed not, you know, to air it and, you know, to protect her. But I honestly think that Bravo doesn't have too many scruples, and now that they're separated or they were divorced and now that he's, you know, passed on, that they don't care about, you know, keeping that boundary anymore or hiding, you know, their secrets anymore, and they're going to put it out there for ratings. I really think so. I think that while there was a chance that they were working on the marriage and they were together and they were trying to keep Taylor, you know, a housewife on the show in a certain way, that, you know, they protected her secrets, but now there's no reason for them to anymore.
Well, that's a good point. I can maybe see that.
Amber, I think we need you on the show every week to convince Mari, because Mari, you're a tough one. You're a tough one.
You know, I'm not normally convinced, but when you bring up the picture of her eye and that had to have happened while cameras were rolling, I think that maybe then Bravo was protecting her in the past.
Right.
Well, there was apparently an interview on one of the Greater Online or something where the producer said that they did agree to keep her secret and protect her. But now I just think that you know, that's a moot point. They don't need to anymore. And Taylor seems to have moved on quite nicely. Like, you know, there's a lot of photos of her dating other people and partying, and which, I don't know, she's kind of like an empty vessel. It's like she needs something or someone to fill her up all the time because she's empty without anybody else.
Because she doesn't know how to be human.
And you know what's funny, Jackie, is that I listen to a lot of your guys' shows on iTunes, and I agree with you most of the time. And it's funny when you and Mari disagree about stuff, because I'm always like, Mari, no, listen to Jackie.
Oh,
damn,
well.
It.
I love how she's convincing me. No, I don't know. I mean, I like
it when you guys disagree, though. It makes the show a lot more interesting.
I was just going to say, I think the best thing about these shows is that everyone is entitled to their opinions. And that's what I love, is that we're all people who have true opinions and we stand by them. And even if we disagree, we agree to disagree. So that's what's so great about the show, I think.
What I will say is, yeah, we all agree that we've seen too much of Taylor this season.
So let's move on.
Let's put a lid on giving her any more airtime, Jesse.
Yes, let's go to Adrian.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to say my piece about Adrian and Lisa, and you can agree or disagree. I will say I side with Lisa on this one, and I really like Adrian, and she's normally so not dramatic that I really hope and think that this was produced, and that it wasn't Adrian actually being upset, because I can't really understand Adrian's complaint. I understand, I appreciate the way Adrian approached Lisa. She pulled her to the side and she said, "This hurt my feelings." You know, so many of the wives are so catty and behind each other's back that, like, Adrian, I appreciate the way she handled the situation. But, I mean, basically, Lisa's been friends with this guy from Planet Hollywood for over 15 years. And, yes, she's Adrian's neighbor. And, yes, they've been friends for some years now. But the guy offered. There's a difference between someone extending an offer and you asking someone. And Lisa said, "I felt it would be an imposition to ask you, hey, will you throw this bachelorette party for me?" That's totally different from someone turning to you and saying, "Hey, I'd like to throw this bachelorette party for you." So Adrian has no ground to stand on. She could have offered and said, "Hey, I'd like to throw this bachelorette party for you." And the problem would have been solved. But she never offered. She was waiting for Lisa to ask. And that's what I don't understand. The only thing I don't like about my lovely Lisa is that I thought that she was kind of catty in her confessionals, and I don't like when she's catty towards Adrian, but I actually don't think she did anything wrong in this Vegas fight. So I've said my piece. Why don't we go around and I'll hear your opinion.
I definitely agree with you, Mari. First of all, why is it being brought up at a party? Why did you not call her beforehand? You're such good friends. You want to say you're such a good friend for her. You've known me for a very long time. Call her. Why are you waiting for this event? Because you want drama. You want something to happen. You want to get a rise out of her. That's what I feel. And actually, I'll give Taylor the one point over there that she didn't do anything with Camille. Her facial expressions were a little bit much, but whatever. Adrian, exactly like you said, Mari, this man came up to her and said, "I want to do this." If you're such a good friend, you knew Pandora was getting, I said this last week, you knew she was getting married. Come up to her and say, "You know what? I want to do this for you." And then, like, what are you supposed to feel? "I'm going to be in Vegas that same week." Okay. And do you want to come to the party, or what is that supposed to mean to me? Like, what are you throwing at me? I think Adrian just wanted to feel some sort of way. And I didn't understand it, so I can't side with her. I can side with her because then all of a sudden the wine thing got brought up, and I kind of feel like Lisa might have dropped the ball on that one. I kind of feel like, you know, Adrian wasn't going to go all the way and just set it up and be like, bam, yep, it's in there. I think Adrian was like, yeah, here's the guy, talk to him, show up here, this time, this place, and it'll be all set. And I kind of feel like Adrian just kind of let that slip through. So, yes. But what aggravates me is when we're watching these shows and you want to just, like, step in and say everything we're saying. And it's like, Lisa was just like, oh, okay. Like, she just was not standing up for her point. So it was almost like Adrian won the argument. And it shouldn't have went that way. Because I think Adrian walked away from it not understanding. You know, and okay, you're never going to get an I'm sorry out of Lisa. It's always going to be some sideways like, oh dear, I didn't mean this. I meant it this way. You're never going to get an I'm sorry. If you've known her for 15 years, you should know that. I've only known her for a month and a half, and I know this. What do you guys think?
Well, Amber, do you want to go next?
Okay, I agree with both of you, especially when Jesse said how come she didn't call her, you know, beforehand. And they live across the street from each other, and, you know, and you've seen them walking back and forth before, so, you know, why wasn't it discussed beforehand? And I think you're right that Adrian wanted the drama, and, you know, and I really, really like Adrian, but sometimes I do think that she's less dramatic than the other women, and she doesn't get as much camera time because of that. So maybe, you know, this was her little way to get some camera time, and then, you know, and also to sell her shoes. But I agree, like, you know, and I've only been to Vegas a few times when I lived in Vancouver, and, you know, Vegas was closer than now I'm in Toronto. And I never stayed at the Palms or Planet Hollywood, but from what I remember, isn't Planet Hollywood on the Strip and the Palm, like, on the other side, like, off the Strip, like, over the little bridge?
Yes.
So maybe these girls that are having their party, which, you know, Lisa said 20 girls for 3 days. So it's not like just like, you know, one night bachelorette party like I had. It's 3 days in Vegas. Maybe they wanted to stay on the Strip and not stay at the Palms.
I definitely agree with that. And it's like, in the middle.
I have fun.
It's in the middle of the Strip. Not only that, exactly. It's right in the center of everything. The Palms is like, you'd have to get in a cab every time. And I mean, they have the money to do it. But who wants that when you can walk outside your front door and, or the clubs are inside? Like,
exactly.
I think it's even, sorry, go ahead, Amber.
That, you know, that Adrian didn't ask. You know, we talked about this in our predictions last week that, you know, Lisa made it very clear that, and now she said another point was that this guy had done Jason's bachelorette party or somebody, or some party for somebody else in their family, kind of, yeah, the fiancés, right? So he had offered to do his, and now he was doing Pandora's. So, you know, it was already, you know, done, and he had come to them, you know, instead of, you know, Adrian sitting back and waiting, you know, to be asked.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's just the reality show history in me, but this situation is just so clear and simple to me that it, I mean, unless I'm dreaming, it's just that Lisa had somebody she knows offer to do her party. In my opinion, Bravo got wind, saw a storyline, and Adrian, and had Adrian go for it. I think it's just so plain and simple to me that this is production meddling and getting involved here. I don't really think it was Adrian wanting camera time as much as production seeing an opportunity here to meddle a storyline, and Adrian almost seeing it as a way to plug her business without having to throw the party even. And, you know, now she's going to coincidentally be in Vegas. It just seems so produced to me. And I think Lisa called it out. You couldn't have called it out better. She didn't get the offer from her. She got an offer from somebody else who's maybe even a closer friend. And mm-hmm. why does that even cause drama? It shouldn't at this point.
I'm glad that you think that it was produced, because I'm hoping it was produced, because Adrian, like, she's been so above the drama with so many major fights. I, like, can't see her actually being that upset about this. So, yeah, I think that it was a way for her to promote her business. Like, she is a businesswoman first and foremost, but she's not a drama queen. And so that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, that's just what I get immediately when I watch it. So, you know, I can't make claims, but I do. That's just my sense.
And so now, Jesse, I'm going to give you the stage here because I know that you have some thoughts on Brandy that you'd like to share. And then, Jackie, I want to get to your thoughts on the fashion show. As a former Project Runway model, I always like hearing your thoughts on the fashion show aspects of shows. But, Jesse, I'm going to let you take the stage on Brandy, and then we'll chime in because I definitely have some thoughts, too.
Brandy. From one
silence.
From one person to another. Do you understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? I mean, first of all, if it was with Taylor, even if it was with Camille, I wouldn't have had any problem with it. But you bring Kyle, and out of everybody who we've already had 2 to 3 episodes of you complaining, everyone thinks I'm a slut or I'm a whore or that I'm all these negative things. And to Kyle, you turned to her and said, I don't know, I was thinking like because my foot, you know, I just wanted to do something that was more, you know, I would be able to do a blowjob. This is the only thing that came.
Everything.
This is the only thing that came to the top of your. What can I? My foot's broken. What can I do with the girl? We blowjobs. I mean, I don't want to go there, but that's a very whorish statement. Sorry, I can't side with you anymore because you asked for it. You clearly wanted it. I don't know. I don't know. I would rather you be a whore and not that stupid. I'm just going to go with the fact that you're not, like, you knew what you were saying and you just wanted to get a rise out of it. Because I don't want to believe that you're that slow that you don't remember full-out conversations that you have unless you're drunk all the time. But no. And then Kyle to look at her like, I don't know about that. And she was like, what do you mean? So we should probably do something like a little more classier. I can't. That's a drop the mic moment and just walk off stage. Because, Brandy, you are a hot mess. You're official. Like, you get the stamp. You're a hot mess. And that's all I have to say about that. I couldn't even believe that she even gave us that clip.
Well, okay. First off, I have to applaud Kyle for actually keeping the date with her, even though Taylor backed out at the last minute. I think that was very mature of Kyle to keep the nail date with Brandy and to go one-on-one with her. And then in terms of Brandy, it's like, in the words of Kyle, or did Kyle say this? I thought she said this. If you don't want people to think you're a slut, stop acting like one. Or if she's not saying it, I'm saying it. And the best to me was that she described this DJ party as cute. Cute is seriously the word that you are describing. There are so many words I can think of when someone tells me they want to throw a DJ party, but cute is 100% not that word. But I will say, like, yeah, you're right. I guess every week that Brandy's not in it, Dana's in it, Dana's not, Brandy is. They both bring the entertainment in two totally different ways, but I love them the same.
I have to say, and Amara, we definitely want your opinion too. The funniest part about it is she's sitting there getting a manicure and pedicure and is like, I have no idea what we can do. Meanwhile, why don't you do like a mani-pedi party? You're sitting there doing it. There's a million things you can do without being on your feet that women love and enjoy. And you're right, Jesse, it's just hysterical that she, of all things, when she's like, I don't know why everyone thinks I'm a slut, like, she has to bring that up. Again, I have to wonder, I don't want to, like, ruin it for viewers, but again, I have to wonder if this was a producer suggesting this, because it just makes us laugh. Or I want to think, though, that it's Brandy being smart enough to know she'll get a rise out of everybody.
That's
with
what
that.
Exactly. Because I'm not.
That's what I hope.
Be a whore and be proud of it and just joke with her on camera. Do that. I would much rather it be that than you really being that dumb girl. Like, you're bugging.
Let's hope. Amber, what did you think?
I thought that it was Brandy being smart. She was like, you know, she was like, and I need your help with this. And she kept laughing in between, like trying to get it out. And But it was also funny to me that Kyle said, you know, do you know your crowd? You have to do something more classy, because every time they get together, no matter how classy the event, it's a hot mess. You know, that tea party was pretty classy, and, like, look what happened. So really, it doesn't matter if they do a blowjob party. But, you know, between, like, that whole thing about the marshmallow cups and Taylor's lips and the blowjob party, I just had all sorts of visuals in this conversation of them actually going through with this, and Taylor and her lips. And you know, you're right. Like, if she was talking to Camille, it would have been different, or to Taylor. But I don't see Adrian or Lisa or Kim. I don't know if Kim would be invited, but being happy doing the blowjob party. It was, I think it was just something to make us laugh.
And so now, Jackie, I want your opinion on the fashion show. I'll say, I don't know, the dresses were pretty. I didn't see Adrian's shoes, so I don't know what the shoes that she designed looked like, really, except for that one pair Camille was, like, fakely, like, loving. But I will say her own personal shoe collection, that one little segment with her and Kyle, it was like shoe porn. She does have amazing shoes. So now I'm turning it over to my fashion expert, Jackie Morad. What were your thoughts on the fashion show?
Well, you know, it's just a funny thing that you'd think people are smart enough, even as genius as Adrian is as a businesswoman, and I'm going to bring something up in a second about her that I loved. Even the smartest business people and the best executed, most well-executed fashion show can make a dumb mistake. And the dumb mistake here was that it was a shoe fashion show and there were no shoes to be seen. And that can happen easier than you think when you get, for instance, someone like Kevin Hall, who probably agreed to do his dresses, and all of a sudden these flowy dresses, what choice do you have? There's a lot of reasons why it could go wrong, but that's definitely Adrian trying to cover up a big mishap there. Like, you have to be able to see the shoes. So that was a big misstep, I think. But I did love the one pair of shoes we did get to see. It actually reminded me of a very famous pair of Louboutins that I saw, actually, to connect to our founder at AfterBuzz TV, Maria Menounos. I remember a memorable segment of her going into all of these shoes, designer shoe stores, and I believe she also went into Jimmy Choo, and those were like the it shoes of last season's red carpet. And I actually watched Maria Menounos do that segment. So, you know, I think she had a good eye for what would resonate in her collection, and that's what I wanted to bring up. I absolutely loved watching her in that creative meeting, because I've seen some very high-profile celebrities in these creative meetings, and they just sit back and get presented with things. And I like that she, you know, down to the logo and using her favorite shoes as examples, I like seeing her in action like that and seeing how dedicated she is to sort of living out this dream collection, and rather than just sit back and be presented with ideas. So I really like that scene more than any other scene.
I hopefully we'll get a better glimpse at her shoes in the future. But I will say, I didn't really like how, like, this fashion show timed exactly with the launch of her shoe collection, like, in time for the holiday season. I feel like all the wives now of all of the franchises come out with these products. Gretchen has the makeup, and, you know, I don't know, they all come out with these products. And that's fine, but I don't like when they use the show to promote these products. I will say I like when they use the show to promote nonprofits, and I think they do a very good job of that. They promoted Step Up, they promoted the Lollipop Network, they promoted Camille Grammer's cancer fundraiser, so I do like when they do that, but I don't like when they promote their products.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that, Maury. It's kind of like, that's not why we're watching the show. But, you know, there's things to like and dislike about it. But it's a given these days with celebrities, especially these reality celebrities.
Yeah, and now Jackie is actually hosting the after show for Scouted right at 9:30 Eastern time. So I want to wrap up in time for Jackie to host that, and all of our listeners who like Scouted, you'll have to stay tuned for that. But before we go, I want to get into some quick news and predictions. And Amber, if you have any news, please jump in, because you already provided us with some great news. This was kind of disappointing to me. I guess Kim and Kyle aren't going to spend the holidays together. Kyle was asked, and I guess normally they spend Thanksgiving together, but she said she's not going to spend Christmas with her sister as long as Penn is around. And she said, they're still living together, and I haven't been over there. That's what Kyle said. So I think that's really, really sad. I mean, to have spent the holidays together all the time and to not spend the holidays together this year just because of this guy. The thing is, I normally trust Kyle's instincts, so something has to be wrong with this guy that she doesn't want to go spend the holidays with her sister. What do you guys think?
All right, so this is a reality TV show. So in a sense, yeah, you need to keep it real, but you also are playing a game. So where we normally feel, you know, Kyle has good instincts, it's like, well, we don't know that. We don't see that. Prove it to us. Be the bigger person. Go be with your sister, because nothing's more important than that. Clearly, that's how you act. You act as if nothing's more important than my sister. That's why I'm so protective over her. Well, there's also a flip side to that. Nothing's more important than your sister, which is why you should be spending Christmas with her and with the guy that she wants to be with, because you want to make sure she's safe. You want to make sure she's going to have a great Christmas. So I think it's childish. I think it's immature of her to go along doing that, and I think it's her way of being like, fine, if you want to do this, then I'm going to do this, and this is the way it's going to be. So it's almost kind of pushing her sister in a bad direction, because it's proving a point, and I don't agree with that. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I just think it's sad, and so I hope that she changes her mind in time for Christmas, because I don't know, yeah, she should be above that. Even if the guy is a terrible guy, it's still your sister. Go over and spend the holidays with her. And then I have more Brandy news. Apparently, rumors were floating around that she lied her way onto the show, and that she paraded around with Cedric in front. So Cedric was obviously Lisa Vanderpump's, you know, old gay best friend and now arch nemesis. And Star Magazine says that she paraded around with Cedric in front of the cameras in February to get onto the show. But Brandy snapped back that she's on the show because she's friends with Adrian, and that her friendship with Cedric actually hurt her chances of getting on the show because the Real Housewives disliked him so much. And then she always brings up these drug problems, but she claims that an ex-friend of hers with a major drug habit to support went to Star Magazine and sold them several stories about her that will be coming home soon. This woman is a bottom feeder, and I didn't want to pay her too much attention. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what story Star comes out with, because I feel like, I don't know, some of these stories could have some grain of truth in them, so we'll have to see. What do you guys think about that one?
I read that too.
Oh boy.
I don't know what they're gonna like. What they're gonna say? She's a slut. She tells us that every week. Like, really, what is there that's really gonna come out that's gonna be horrible? And yeah, I read that she didn't really know Cedric, but you know, set up a lunch with him and made it seem like she knew him very well. And I don't know. I didn't really care, to be honest. I didn't really. But the Kyle thing, I haven't really liked her this season, and I know that, you know, you're a fan of Kyle's. But I read the same thing that you did, that she wasn't spending, you know, the holidays with Kim. But also she's been giving other interviews about Kim and how she's saying that her and her family know more about Kim's boyfriend that Kim doesn't know, and they're just waiting for Kim to figure it out on her own. But she's not going to be the one to tell her because she doesn't want to be the bearer of bad news so that Kim turns against her. But, you know, like, if she's giving these interviews, isn't Kim going to hear about it or read it somewhere? And, you know, and then Kyle says, well, Kim goes on Twitter sometimes, but she doesn't really look at it. How do you go on Twitter and not really look at it? I don't understand. Like,
well, I understand that.
I can understand that.
But she just seems to be making all these digs, and, like, you know, you guys are right. Like, you would think that she would be more supportive, and it's, you know, it's almost like she's trying to be better than Kim, or, you know, pretend to distance herself, but she's throwing barbs out there for the rest of the world to read and to hear about, and I think it's wrong. But, you know, there's also, Lisa's been giving interviews that she feels that Kyle isn't the person that she thought she was. And so that leads me to believe that there's going to be rifts, more and more rifts between Kyle and Lisa, maybe as the season progresses, because Lisa said that, A, that she did feel that she was being manipulated by Taylor at the end of that fight, and that's why she gave in and has befriended Taylor, but she doesn't quite trust her, and B, that she feels that Kyle isn't a friend that she thought she was, and that Kyle has never stood up for her, defended her, and she's found out more about Kyle's character that's hurt her.
Well, and adding to that, guys, like, I don't know, and I keep saying I need to go back to watch the first season. I promise I will. But I kind of just feel like Kyle is the... She likes to play this neutral field, and that's why we like her. But when you really, like, look at her, she's the one... She's the ping pong ball. She bounces from one side, gathers the news, goes to the other side, gathers the news, goes back to the other side, says a little something, goes back to the other side, says a little something. And it's almost... She's kind of helping build the wall between people, which comes crashing down, and I don't know if it's going to backfire on her. It usually does with people when you do those types of things. But I don't know, Mari, like, do you get that at all? Like, just from this season, forget about last season, just looking at it from this season.
No, she does bounce around a lot, but she's often put in difficult situations, like, between Taylor and Lisa. She's often putting herself where she's caught in the middle, and so that's why I can sympathize with it.
But why didn't she ever say it how it is? Like, you know, why didn't she tell Taylor, look, Camille wasn't wrong, instead of saying it in her interviews behind her back? Or, you know, talking with Taylor about Lisa behind her back, and then when she's confronted, she just, you know, shuts up and mums the word. I liked Kyle the first season, too. See, now I feel like I'm getting heated. I liked her the first season, too, but this season, I found her to be, like, totally, like, reprehensible. I don't like her, and that bothers me. And I also noticed that it looked like she had a boob job in that green dress today, and I wondered if that was just my imagination.
She definitely did not have a boob job. She's had four children, and so I think it's just natural. But
yeah, cause she looks fantastic.
Well, she always looks fantastic. For whatever we have to say about Kyle and her actions, at least we can all agree that she has a great sense of style, and she always looks the best. But let's get into
stunning.
A quick roundup of predictions. Let's get into a quick roundup
Buzz
of predictions.
Predictions.
Okay, so I guess the BJ party didn't go over with the other women, and it turns into some sort of belly dancing party that Brandy throws. And then the rest of the episode seems like Taylor, Taylor, Taylor. First, she's talking about someone who is a narcissist with an enormous head. I don't know who she's referring to. I'm guessing Camille. Then, this was the craziest preview of any preview I've ever seen on reality television. Taylor literally goes, like, batshit insane crazy, and I don't know what's going on, because I thought it would be towards Camille, but I think Camille is the one seen holding her back. And so I have no idea who Taylor's going crazy at, but I've never seen her get this crazy. And she's gone crazy, but this takes it to a whole nother level. So, like, I can't even make a prediction on who it's with, because I thought it would have been Camille, and I think I'm wrong.
No, it wasn't Camille, but Camille wasn't holding her back either. It was Adrian and somebody else. But it wasn't Camille.
Then how do you know it wasn't Camille?
Because I was looking to see if it was Camille. I just, off the top of my head right now, I can't remember who else it was, but it wasn't Camille because I watched it two times.
Me too, I rewound it and watched it a few times, and it wasn't Camille.
The girl that she was arguing, at first I thought it was Kyle, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing. But it's not. It's some girl with brown hair, so I don't know who that could be. But didn't it also look like Kyle and Brandy are getting into an argument next week?
Yeah.
At that same party. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
Because Kyle's doing the splits, and Brandy thinks that once again she wants to be the center of attention.
Well,
no, like no, but that belly. Was at the belly dancing thing. I think, like, in the other scene, she gets in a big fight with her.
Isn't it all the same party? Isn't that all together?
But one was, like, indoor and one was outdoor.
Yeah, I was lost. I
all I know from so those predictions. Yeah, all I know from those predictions is that I thought Kyle looked like it was she was going to be dramatic, and then I saw Taylor, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is a whole new level of crazy!" Like, if there's any preview that's scary and makes you need to see it like immediately, it was that preview with Kyle, and then Taylor taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, Taylor just took it to the insane extreme. So, Amber, I hope you join us next week. Though you apparently don't agree with me, but I of course, always love to hear everyone's opinion. So,
yeah,
Amber, I hope you join us next week.
Thank you.
And Jackie and Jesse, thank you again for sharing your opinions as always. I can't wait for next week's episode. This time I'm like genuinely so, so excited because I'm so confused about what we saw in the preview. So join us same time, same place next week. Thanks everyone for listening.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.